This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about just solid leadership. And recently, I talked about the difference between discipleship and dependence. I used the example of Moses laying his hands on Joshua before he made his transition so that God's work would go on. And today, I'm looking at things from the disciples' perspective, if you will, and when that person feels as though they have pretty big shoes to fill. How will they go on? And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Solomon and David and how Solomon had to fill the shoes of David, who was a great leader. And sometimes we can find ourselves trapped in the place of comparing ourselves. We can become so preoccupied with everything that we do, we are comparing ourselves to the person who went before us and surveying whether we're adequate in this situation or that situation. You can only imagine that Solomon may have had those same fears at times, but here's the key of what he did. He understood that the work before him was great and that he could not achieve it without seeking the strength and wisdom of God first. As a result, Solomon took Israel to even higher levels, both spiritually and economically. So with that, use the words that a scripture that is near and dear to my heart, which I can always keep on the top of my heart. And that is quite simply, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, quite simply, know you can do all things through Christ.